Lakers handle business all over the Portland Trailblazers. 135 to 115, the final score. One game away. We'll get into round two. That's what you want to see from the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get a chance to hear from the players. We'll get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. But as always, on this Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, we always want to hear from our Laker fans that are out there. 877-710-ESPN. Let's start lining up those phone calls tonight. Let's hear from Laker fans about this 20-point victory over the Portland Trailblazers. One win away from round two, three wins in a row. A lot of great things to talk about, especially on a day like today. Of course, a big day, August 24th, Kobe Bryant Day. I just want to start off the show saying this. The mentality tonight from the Los Angeles Lakers, didn't it feel like they had a chip on their shoulder? Didn't it feel like the Lakers were down 2-1 rather than up 2-1? And I think this game tells a lot about this Los Angeles Lakers team. And coming into it, pregame show, myself and Michael, we talked a lot about that. What team are we going to get from the Lakers? We thought it was going to be the Portland Trailblazers that were desperate. We thought it was the Portland Trailblazers whose season was virtually on the line. I'm not saying that, you know, this was an elimination game, but you go down 3-1 to the Los Angeles Lakers, there's no going back to Portland. There's no going back to the Moda Center. This is a neutral court, and the Los Angeles Lakers, they came out in that first quarter, they're up 15-0. Lakers came out in that first quarter. By the time the first 12 minutes were done, Lakers already put 43 points on the board. They were up 43-25. By halftime, Lakers were up 29 points. That says a lot about this Los Angeles Lakers team. For me personally, it says that here's a team that this was their first opportunity together in the postseason to show that they have this killer mentality. And they jumped all over the Portland Trailblazers. If you're the Blazers, impossible after the first 7-8 minutes of the game that you thought you had any chance to beat the Los Angeles Lakers in this game. And I don't think, you know, when I say that, I don't think by any stretch of the imagination I'm exaggerating or I'm hyping up the Lakers too much. This was a big game for the Lakers. It was big for them to come out in this type of predicament, this type of situation, and show that if we have somebody down, we're going to make sure that you stay down. Now, still got Game 5 coming up this Wednesday. You know, it would only be fitting for the Lakers to have lost that first game to the Blazers and then slowly kind of start getting things back in motion and then go out and win 4 games in a row, kick back, wait in Orlando, and get the opportunity to see the result of the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder to see who they're going to play in round two. So I love watching and listening to what we got a chance to see from the Lakers tonight. And then I also love the fact that we know what Anthony Davis is going to do on a night-in, night-out basis. At least we have an expectation of what he's going to do. Also, and then LeBron James, I'm not even going to talk about because there's nothing to talk about. LeBron just being the best player in the world, like he's shown on a night-in, night-out basis. But I love seeing some of the other guys tonight. I loved getting a chance to watch KCP again putting up some good numbers for the Lakers. 12 points for KCP. Danny Green finally getting into some kind of rhythm. Listen, we all know this. If the Lakers are... The goal is not getting out of the first round. The goal is not getting to the Western Conference Finals. The goal isn't getting to the finals. It's to win an NBA championship. In order to do so, these role players, these bench players, and I thought tonight everyone was on the same page. Dwight Howard's energy was great. Alex Caruso picking up Damian Lillard. KCP playing as best as he can on the defensive side and still chipping in 12 points. Danny Green hitting 3 of 4 three-pointers. Let me say it again. Danny Green hitting 3 of 4 three-pointers. All that was big for the Lakers. And all that was big because when you had an opportunity to let a team know that we're not going to let you back in, we're not going to mess around and try and let the series be tied up to a piece, Lakers shut down the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard, who, by the way, you know, unfortunately, you definitely don't want to see this, but Damian Lillard will have an MRI on his right knee. That's something that Chris Haynes reported during the Lakers game, or during the game, undergoing an MRI on his right knee Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports. So we're going to find out, you know, it sounds like probably in the next 24 hours if Damian Lillard's okay or not. But I will say defensively for the Lakers, Dame only had 11 points, ended up playing just 27 minutes, 3-9 from the field, so he didn't really look like himself. They held C.J. McCollum to 18 points. C.J. McCollum only shot 5 of 13. The player that everybody was talking about walking into this Orlando bubble was Gary Trent Jr., and how well he was doing off the bench has done nothing for the Portland Trailblazers. So you can see what the Lakers are doing defensively. If they're going to win an NBA championship, it's going to come on the defensive side of the ball. All right, let's take a couple quick phone calls here. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the Pizza at Lakers postgame show. Jay in Irvine. Jay, appreciate you calling in, bud.
Hey, Sliwa, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Hey, you know, what I'm really loving about the team is how deep we are, man. I mean, just, you know, I hope we stay healthy. And because if we are clicking on all cylinders defensively, offensively, you know, all the way around the coaching, we are so deep that we may not even, you know, typically, you know how playoff teams or championship squads, they usually go 8 deep, 9 deep max.
Sure, sure.
We could probably go 10 deep and allow LeBron and AD even more rest to keep us fresh for the finals, because the East is going to battle it out, you know? And right now, I'm wondering, who do you think in the West, besides the Clippers, because the Clippers might not even make it past Dallas, who do you think in the West right now could be a legitimate threat to the Lakers?
Well, Jay, I appreciate you calling in, first of all. Second of all, I might be watching that Clippers-Mavs game tomorrow, as if I'm born and raised in Dallas, Texas. We'll see what happens in that one. Still think it's the Clippers. And honestly, even when you go outside of the Clippers and we try to make an argument, okay, in that second round, if it's the Houston Rockets, which, listen, Rockets play such a different style of basketball. Everything's about taking as many threes as possible. I think they could present some problems to the Lakers. The difference is the Rockets don't play any defense, and they live and die by the three-point line, and we just haven't seen that be successful to win an NBA championship. So Lakers-Clippers, I think that's eventually going to be the matchup in the Western Conference Finals. Michael and I were joking around about it a little bit earlier today in the pregame show. We both still think that the Clippers will eventually beat the Dallas Mavericks, but I love that they're giving them a run. I love that this is actually a series. So that part is that part's obviously fantastic. Okay, if you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. Let's hear from Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma, by the way, ended up with 18 points in the game, 6 of 12 from the field, 5 of 9 from the three-point line. I know we're not talking too much about Kuzma so far, simply because we tend to talk about highest scorer or something along those lines. But I will say with Kuzma so far, this is the first time he's been in the postseason through four games. Seems very calm, cool, and collective. Here's Kuzma on the 20-point win over the Portland Trailblazers.
Why did you choose that shirt? Obviously a big day for Kobe Bryant on Kobe Bryant Day, and a big game for you guys as well with the win.
I just chose the shirt. It's one of the few shirts that I kind of had. You know, obviously it's a sick shirt, you know, having Kobe and Mike on it, you know, his idol. And, you know, I just thought it was the right shirt to wear today, especially he's 8'24". You know, and that message is all around. You know, I remember checking into the game and just looking at the score sheet, or, you know, scoreboard. It was 8-24. You know, it's crazy. So, you know, RIP Kobe, my brother. Love you.
Yeah, and you guys came out so strong on offense, too. 80 points in the first half. That's the most you guys have had in a playoff game and a half since 1987. What kind of constituted that big outburst like that, not just in the first half, but really the entire game?
You know, we just hit shots today. That's something that we kind of been struggling with throughout the whole bubble. And today was probably, it was our best shooting night of, you know, preceding games and playoffs. You know, we hit 17 threes, broke the Lakers record. Obviously, it's not a big record of 17 threes if you look at all the other teams, how they shoot threes and how the NBA is. But anytime we can shoot threes, make them, it makes the game a lot easier for AD and Brown. So.
Yeah, how different is that from like a week or two ago, Kuz, when this team seemed to really struggle behind the arc, but not really, certainly the last couple games, maybe even the last three games?
I mean, it's just refreshing. It makes the game easier. You know, guys have to guard everyone on the court when we're all making threes, and it just makes open lanes, open lob passes. It makes everyone better when we're hitting shots as a collective group.
George Hill had mentioned after his game today that he thought, in retrospect, it may not have been the best idea to even come down to the bubble with everything that's going on. I just want to ask you how difficult it continues to be to compartmentalize when you have to try to get ready to play games and you're deep trying to make a deep playoff run, and yet you also have to constantly, you know, remind yourself and remind us and remind everybody why you're there and why you all decided to come there in the first place.
You know, I respect George for saying that. Everyone has their own opinion. Everyone's entitled to that. But at the same time, you know, playing basketball, you know, that's our jobs. That's what we have to do. You know, that's how we make our income. That's how, you know, we continue to make this league work. So, you know, that was kind of a non-negotiable. We have to come play. But at the same time, he is right. You know, it takes away a little bit from the social injustice and everything, especially prior to the season and the restart. You see there was a lot of momentum on Black Lives Matters and, you know, trying to, you know, fix the corruptness in, you know, our society. And obviously it did take away from some, you know, especially because after games, all you want to hear about is kind of, you know, what we thought about the game. And everyone in the country, they, you know, so on and so forth, they want a break from, you know, social injustice part of our society. But, you know, that can't happen. That's something that we have to continue to talk about, continue to do. And, you know, we
got to
be. It's our jobs. So,
hey, Kuz, how does it feel to be part of this moment celebrating the life of a legend like Kobe Bryant?
You know, it kind of sucks, honestly. You know, he died too soon. You know, obviously, I was a brother of mine, someone that I always looked to for mentorship and, you know, just advice. So, obviously, it's a difficult situation that I don't really like talking about too much, but, you know, he's here with us at all times, and you know, we can feel it. We can see the signs all the time. So,
Kyle, kind of dovetailing off DA's question, do you personally feel like you've been able to get out the messaging that you want to since you've gone to the bubble?
I think so, but this is the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now. You know, everybody thinks it's our jobs to, you know, use our platform, and we can only do so much because, yeah, you hear us talk every day about it. You hear us trying to make change, but it's up to the local officials, state officials, and federal officials in these collective states and in our country to make the right decision and make right justice. You know, I'm honestly, it's disheartening and it's disgusting to talk about. You know, every time you go on social media, every time you go on Twitter, you see somebody dying, and you know that's bullshit. So, you know, I get ramped up talking about it, but you know, we need to have more accountability from police departments for training guys to police the right way. We need to, you know, put that accountability on, like I said, the local and state officials of each state to make the right decisions. You know, we're tired of it.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. Got to respect all these players just doing everything they can to continue to raise awareness, and they're certainly doing that in the Orlando bubble. Lakers over the Portland Trailblazers, 135-115 the final score. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show, you can call in 877-710-ESPN. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach. Lakers, we'll hear from Frank Vogel, the Lakers head coach. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers basketball on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Metro. Metro continues to strengthen cleaning on our buses and trains with added services to help maintain social distancing. For your essential trips, learn more at metro.net/we're here for you. Lakers take care of business tonight. 135-115, the final score. Feels good. It feels good to be a Laker fan tonight. It really does. Just to get that type of a blowout win and to take a 3-1 lead. I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans that feel good out there. Let's go to Brett in Long Beach. Brett, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza at Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. Loving the blowout game.
We needed one of those.
Defense. Yeah, definitely. I just want to talk about, I think we've all seen the defense that they've been putting down the last couple of games. We're loving it. I want to talk about Coach Vogel. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. As you know, we're real quick to jump on them about what they do wrong, and the coaches always get a lot of heat. But I just think Coach Vogel's got them in a really good position defensively every night, and I just think he's done a killer job since he's come here with those players.
Well, Brett, first of all, appreciate you calling into the show. I'll say this: you know, it's interesting about Coach, because you get a loss. Trust me, I see it on social media or even just getting calls. Everybody's reacting to the moment. I'm the same way. But you get a loss and everybody's all over Coach. You get a win, everybody's saying this is the coach of the year. But he should get credit because I think he made some adjustments from game one. I think the mentality they came out with tonight was it was incredible. This was a team that looked like they were down 2-1 with the way they started this game. You felt like they had a killer mentality. And let's not wait any further here. Let's hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the Lakers' 20-point win over the Blazers, now up 3-1.
Hey, Frank, LeBron and AD both spoke in their walk-up interviews powerfully about the Jacob Blake situation. Of course, tonight was also Mamba Day and all of that was going on. How do you think you guys were able to stay focused on the basketball during the game amidst everything else that's been going on?
Well, we've had that type of focus all year. We've had a lot of things going on away from the basketball court that we've had to manage while staying focused. So, I just commend our guys for making sure that, we're honoring Kobe's memory on Kobe Bryant Day, being vocal about racial injustice, and still staying locked into the task at hand, which is, beating a very difficult opponent tonight.
And Frank, just in lieu of the events in Wisconsin tonight, what have you seen from your players throughout this time in the bubble as they tried to react to the various things that have been going on socially and representing for racial injustice and things along those lines? How has that hit you?
Yeah, well, you see how it impacts our players, but it really impacts our whole league and our whole staff. You see the coaches wearing the pins. These things can't keep happening. We've been very intent on staying strong on the message that we have to fight against racism, excessive force in the police departments. And again, just a sad, sad day that this happened again. So we'll continue to raise awareness.
Hey, Frank, it's Dave. What correlation, if any, was tonight's result with the thought process and the honoring of Kobe Bryant for you guys, one of your stronger games all year? And then also, did you notice the score when it read 24-8 in your guys' favor?
Wow. I did not notice it. And, it's an emotional day, obviously. And it's interesting that the first time we took the court, it was against this team. The first time we took the court after Kobe passed and Gigi passed, it was against this team. So we lost that game. And, I think our guys probably carried a little bit more importance from that. Just wanted to make sure that we performed at a high level. And, we're able to do a great job of that, play a great game. Everybody on the team did their job tonight. And they all contributed. And it was a great team win.
Hey, Frank, you guys have obviously been carrying Kobe's memory with you throughout this restart. It was the first time in months and months and months that you guys had played a game where Kobe's memory was such an overt presence, in the signage around the arena, obviously the uniforms. How different was the emotional energy of this game because of all of that? And did it remind you at all, obviously you're in the bubble now, but did it remind you at all of some of those first games after the tragedy?
It definitely did remind me of that. The emotional aspect did feel different than any other game we played since we've been in the bubble. You know, obviously Kobe is dearly missed, and you know, it's just to have a game on 8/24, Kobe Bryant Day. I think all of us in our whole organization, but in particular our players, felt that and carried that emotion onto the playing court.
Tanya Ginguly. We were over there at KCP, and he said to us, "We're still mad about losing that first game." Do you see that from your players? That like, even though you're up 3-1, like they're still like, "We gotta." You're so mad about that dropping that one.
It's the care factor. You know, our guys really care. They take great pride in being a great basketball team. We have high aspirations to win a championship this year. And, you know, anytime we get scored on, our guys get mad. So not surprising to hear him say that, you know, he was mad and we were mad we lost game one. But, look, this is a terrific opponent we're playing, you know, and our guys are raising to the challenge. But Portland is a great basketball team. They're very well coached, and the firepower they have offensively, you know, is very challenging to deal with. So I'm happy to hear KCP has that type of care factor. Our whole group does.
All right, last question. Kyle, sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. First AD, I guess, in his walk-off said he was fine. He expects to play game five. Just one, what was the decision-making behind making sure that he left in that third quarter? And two, Is the AD that you saw in the first 10 minutes of this game sort of the one that you've been waiting for consistently and at the start of games?
Well, you know, everybody can't be at their best all the time. So, you know, I've been happy with how AD's performed. You know, there's been some nights where, you know, he's being selfless, moving the basketball along, but he was absolutely dominant to start this game tonight. Just absolutely dominant. I don't think I've ever seen plus 37 in 17 minutes type of performance like I did from Anthony Davis on both sides of the ball tonight. You know, I mean, what he did defensively, he had one play where he had two deflections on both sides of the guy he was guarding and then dove on the floor and got a loose ball and got us going on the break. And several blocks, deflections, containment plays. I mean, he was just all over the place on the defensive end, and then he was making everything. So, you know, just a dominant performance to start the game for us.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Got to love that, too. You know, he talks about a dominating performance for Anthony Davis. He did it in just 18 minutes, so 18 points for AD, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. But I love that he only played 18 minutes. He had 16 points in the first quarter. At one point, outscored the Portland Trailblazers by himself, 16-14. So AD certainly making it happen. I want to give a quick shout out to the Wallace Firm, official personal lawyer injury law firm of the postgame show here on 710 ESPN all season long. They are serious trial lawyers who get serious results. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS. Or visit wallacewins.com. We appreciate their partnership. All right, we will get a chance to hear from LeBron James in a little bit. You can continue to call into the show if you want to be a part of our post-game show, 877-710-ESPN. Coming up next, we'll hear from KCP. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers over the Blazers, 46-42 points in the paint. Lakers over the Blazers, 135-115 in the game. And now have a 3-1 lead over the Blazers. So one more to go for the Lakers. We'll get into round two. Okay, so today, obviously, a special day, August 24th, Kobe Bryant Day. and we would like to give away 710 ESPN. We've been doing this. We're celebrating Mama Day. So here's what we're looking for here. We got this Hoopery hoodie. Follow us, by the way, ESPN Los Angeles or Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for more chances to win. But we are giving away this sweater from Hoopery Hoodie. Amazing sweater. We're doing it on Mamba Day. This is how you do it. Just call right now, 877-710-ESPN. Of course, we're going to take caller number 8 to win the Hoopery Hoodie on Kobe Bryant Day. All right, I want to get to KCP here. You know, I've mentioned this, and I'll continue to mention it. I love when role players and when bench players get the opportunity to be a part of the show. I love when they have that opportunity to, or I love when they contribute. And tonight, KCP certainly was one of those players. Here's KCP postgame in his postgame presser with 12 points and was 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. Here's KCP.
What did it mean to you guys to come out strong and win on Kobe Bryant Day?
It means a lot. You know, this the reason why we're wearing the jerseys, the Mamba jerseys, is for him, to honor him. And we wanted to come out aggressive and not look back, keep our foot on the gas.
How about your team offensively tonight? 80 points in the first half and 134 total. That total, by the way, the most for the team in a playoff game since 1987. What was different tonight for you guys? So what was feeling good for you out there?
I feel like our pace that we had when we came out to start the game, you know, we were running the floor in transition, getting easy buckets, getting easy threes in transition, and we wanted to keep that pace throughout the whole game.
Did you get a chance to talk to Anthony Davis? Obviously, he was on the sidelines starting early in the third quarter because of those back issues. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Just the back spasm, but he should be good.
Yes, there's been a lot of Mamba mentality throughout this whole bubble, specifically on the playoff, 50 points, various teams, various games with 50 points. And then Luka Doncic last night, today, CP3. What does it mean for you guys, you know, having that much of the Mamba mentality atmosphere in the bubble with you guys with the blowout tonight?
That's been our thing since the season started. You know, we wanted to have that Mamba mentality and just lock in. We're playing whatever situation it is. And then that's our mindset. You know, we just try to keep that installed in with each other and just continue to play hard, you know, for each other.
Were you guys trying to get to 81 in the first half?
I don't think that was what we was trying to get to. Then we were just playing with the flow of the game.
There you go.
We were knocking down shots. Sure. And we ran it up in the first half. So I don't think we personally trying to get to 81. We just got there.
Like a minute left, scored seven points in a row to get you guys pretty close.
I didn't realize that. It was just the flow of the game, and I was just trying to stay focused within that. Pretty much, you know, try to make that up on a point while I was on the floor. So it was just better for me to just stay in the flow of the game.
What about you scored the basket when it was 24-8, and then you go to the free throw line. Did you have a moment to kind of look at the scoreboard and see that?
I did see that, and I was definitely mad because I missed the free throw. But I did see the 24-8 up there, which is always cool to see his numbers, you know, everywhere. And just us to be out there in the Mamba jersey, we all just felt the energy, you know. We just played off the energy.
You know, you talk about the pace to start and the aggression. What went into that pregame? Was there a discussion amongst the players, coaching staff, anything else?
We are at our best in transition. So we wanted to just try to limit them to one shot and then get out in transition where we best at and just make plays in there. And we got one of the all-time greats, you know, LeBron, you know, coming up, have making plays for us, either AD, and it's just easy to just play off them guys.
KCB, I got to ask you about your own game. You are 9-for-18 from three-point range over the last three games. How would you compare your confidence level now to maybe a week or two ago?
It's through the roof now. I can say that. It just always feel good to see them shots go down. And I know my teammate is counting on me to knock down the open shots. So, you know, just me just preparing my mind and keep my focus where I need to be. Be ready to shoot when the ball comes to me.
Hey, KCP, after the first defeat, the team has improved in each game. What has been the key of success in the last three games?
I feel like we still kind of mad about that first game. You know, it didn't turn out how we wanted to. But, you know, we wanted to just, from that point on, we wanted to pick it up. You know, we know what we could do and how we can play. So after game one, we picked it up and we just started playing with urgency. Like we was down 2-1. So we just wanted to keep that energy going.
KCP says his confidence is through the roof. It should be through the roof. That's great to see, KCP. Last 18 three-point attempts, he's hit 9 of them. Lakers basketball on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Dignity Health. Safety first, healing always. There's never been a better time to get the care you need. Visit dignityhealth.org/SoCal. When we come back, we'll hear from the man, LeBron James, the king, 30 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, does it in just 28 minutes of play. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes. With everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine, it's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services. Wherever you are in SoCal, download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Lakers over the Blazers, 135-115. Big games coming up tomorrow. The Clippers and the Mavs, I know everybody's going to keep a close eye on. And then earlier today, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Rockets. So now that series is tied 2 games apiece. Lakers would play the winner of that series in the second round. LeBron James, 30 points, 10 assists, does it in 28 minutes, only misses 2 shots, only takes 12 shots, 10 to 12 from the field. LeBron continuing to show why he's still the best player in the world. And hopefully this is obviously going to be a long playoff run for the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's LeBron James postgame.
What it was like to go out there with Kobe, surely on your guys' mind and heart. And did you notice the moment early on when you were up 24-8 in the first quarter?
It was an honor. It's been an honor to just put on the Laker uniform, even before the passing of the great Kobe Bryant. And tonight was another one of those moments for myself, for this organization. For all the players that was able to wear those uniforms that he that was inspired by him and his mind and his creativity, so to go out there and 1 day removed from his birthday, and then his day of 824 to be able to have a game on this day, the stars aligned. I did notice that we were up 24-8 because I'm always trying to figure out what's going on throughout the course of the game. I'm always looking. If we're up, if we're down, what's the team fouls and all of that nature. And when I looked up there and seen 24-8, I was like, okay, this is he's here in the building. So, you know, it was a beautiful, beautiful night for our franchise. And it's something that we probably will always remember, you know, game 4 of the 2020 playoffs in this moment.
Hey, LeBron, just thinking about today and being Mamba Day, what does the Mamba mentality mean to you specifically, and how do you think part of that might have played out?
Just work hard. I mean, there's not much more you could say. Everyone has their own definition about it or their own mantra about it. But you don't get you don't see any benefits if you don't work. And I've always been like that. And to be able to continue his legacy is something that hits home for me, and it's easy for me because I put in the work, and if you want to see results, you gotta work at it. And it's not about the wins or the losses and you know, all of that nature. Is just about, a lot of people want to see results, but a lot of people don't want to put in the work. And he wasn't one of those guys, and I'm not one of those guys. So just an honor to be able to continue that legacy.
What was it about the offense, not just tonight, but last night, that has started to fall into place of LeBron for the entire team? And look, the three-point shots going down seems to be part of that. But what has come together on that end for you guys this quickly?
I want to get better every game. We're seeing things that we can do better. The most important thing we've done in this series is we've taken our in-between games, film sessions, our meetings, and we've applied them to that next day. We look at film, we watch film, we know it's not much practice time, and you really can't really get on the floor too much because you're playing every other day. so, that next day is kind of the recovery day and things of that nature, but our minds are sharp and our minds are firing when we're in our film sessions, and that's been huge for our ball club so far.
Allie?
Joe Gordon?
I forget what it is, but your record in closeout games is way up there. Does it feel good, one, to be back in the situation, closeout games, and what do you remember about what it takes to finish these off?
It's the hardest game of a series. That's what I know. It's the hardest game because, the team that you're playing with are desperate, and they're playing all, everything they're going to have. They're going to give you everything that they got because they know they can be, sent home. So I come in with that same mindset, that same desperate mindset on, I feel the same way. If we don't win, I feel like we get sent home. And that's just always been my motive. That's always been my psyche, my mindset going into a closeout game. And I haven't always been, victorious, but I have that mindset, and hopefully we can do just that on Wednesday.
Tanya Ganguly?
George Hill was asked today about Jacob Blake in that situation. And he said, he was asked, what can you do from Orlando? He was asked, what can you do from Orlando to help? And he said, we can't do anything. We shouldn't have even come to this damn place. I wonder, I know your thoughts on that have been a little bit different. I wonder what your reaction to that is and what do you think about that sentiment?
I don't have any reaction to George Hill's comment. Everyone has their opinion to, in reaction to what happened. What I can say is that if you're sitting here telling me that there was no way to subdue that gentleman or detain him or to just before the firing of guns, then you're sitting here, you're lying to not only me, you lying to every African American, every black person in the community, because we see it over and over and over. There was multiple, if you watch the video, there was multiple moments where if they wanted to, they could have tackled him, they could have grabbed him. They could have done that. And why does it always have to get to a point where we see the guns firing? And his family is there, the kids are there, it's in broad daylight. And who knows, if that video is not being taken by that person across the street, do we even know if we even see that video? There's like talks about that the cops didn't even have their body cams on. That's a possibility. Quite frankly, it's just f***ed up in our community. And us, I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but we are scared as black people in America. Black men, black women, black kids, we are terrified. Because you don't know. You have no idea. You have no idea how that cop that day left the house. You don't know if he walked up on the good side of the bed. You don't know if he walked up on the wrong side of the bed. You don't know if he had an argument at home with a significant other. You know, if one of his kids said something crazy to him and he left the house steaming. Or maybe he just left the house saying that today is going to be the end for one of these black people. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. It hurts. It hurts. And it's this through the grace of God that he's still living. Like seven shots, close range.
and he's still alive, that's through the grace of God right there. And my prayers goes out to that family and that community. But I got nothing nice to say about those cops at all. At all.
Is it hard to...
All right, that's LeBron James right there in his post-game presser. As we continue to see all these NBA players doing everything they can to try and help raise awareness, and they're certainly trying to do it from the Orlando bubble. Today was a big day. Today's August 24th. It's Kobe Bryant Day. Earlier today was announced that Figueroa Street will be unveiled Kobe Bryant Boulevard between Olympic and MLK. Of course, we saw the Los Angeles Lakers wearing the special black Mamba uniforms to remember Kobe Bryant and remember Gigi Bryant. So with all that being said, yesterday Dodgers had a game, and they had a wonderful, wonderful tribute to Kobe Bryant. And it was narrated by the great Vin Scully. We want to play that here for you guys. Just an unbelievable video, an unbelievable audio. The great Vin Scully paying tribute to the great Kobe Bryant.
Today's date, August 23rd, is a very significant date in Los Angeles history. Not for something that took place here, but for the birth of a child in the city of Philadelphia on this date in 1978. His name was Kobe Bean Bryant. Oh, he may have been born in the city of brotherly love, but he would grow to love the city of angels. And from the moment that he made his purple and gold Lakers debut in 1996, the city of angels has loved him back.
How good is this kid?
In the nearly 24 years since we met him, Kobe demonstrated that he was a man of many talents. He was a champion, a mentor, a creative force, an advocate. Kobe was also a husband and a father to four wonderful girls. The warrior that we knew as the Black Mamba was a sweetheart to his wife Vanessa and a proud girl dad to Natalia, Bianca, Capri, and his daughter known as the Mambacita, Gianna. Gigi was worthy of her dad's nickname. She shared his passion for basketball and so much more. He, in turn, wanted her to have every opportunity to succeed, and he believed that the women's game deserved as much respect and support as the men received. On January 26th of this year, we lost more than we'll ever know. The tragic loss of Kobe, Gigi, six family friends, and their pilot took away from us the promising futures that each had within them. So today, we celebrate their lives and pledge to do our best for this city that Kobe loved so much. We know that Kobe's impact on the world was only just getting started, and it's our responsibility to further his work by supporting our community and making sure that girls have the same opportunity to take part in the sports that they love.
There are a lot of moments in sports where the outside world views them and has a reaction to it, an inspirational reaction to it, whereas us as the athletes simply see what the moment is right in front of us. That's the beauty of sports, when you can have moments like that that become bigger than the moment itself and inspire other people. I mean, that's what makes sports great.
All right, an amazing, amazing tribute from the Los Angeles Dodgers, narrated by the great Vin Scully for Kobe Bryant. Lakers over the Portland Trail Blazers on Kobe Bryant Day. 135-115, the final score. Don't forget, starting tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., tune in. Keyshawn will have his reaction on the Los Angeles Lakers. I'll have Lakers talk tomorrow night. Just a reminder, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And our next Lakers broadcast will be this Wednesday, an opportunity for the Lakers to close out the Blazers. Our coverage beginning at 4 p.m., pregame show with myself and Michael Thompson, and, of course, tip-off with John Ireland and Michael Thompson starting at 6 o'clock. This has been the Los Angeles Lakers, the Pizza Hut Los Angeles Lakers postgame show. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in on 710 ESPN.